Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone. This is Danielle Huff here for you, for Intuitively You, working on your skill set, your intuition, your best and highest good with the energies on earth and those around you, through your auric field, through your galaxies, through wherever life takes you. Your energy is always with you. Today we want to start the show, and welcome everyone. I'm glad you're here. We want to start the show by just coming in to your center, whether it's the center of your being, the center of your stomach, of your mind, whatever centering means to you. Just take a couple deep breaths. And really just focus right here, right now. Because as we work with these energies, your body's going to move and breathe. And just being in that awareness of what's changing. So I normally don't do this on this show, but today I'm going to go ahead and ask you, feel the feeling you're feeling now. And then at the end of the show, we're going to feel the feeling that feels different than it did at the beginning of the show. Because in this show, you're going to see that energy moves in the moment you request it, that you ask it. Things happen in the now. And so knowing the subtle shifts or the big changes that happen just within 30 minutes can change your life forever. It's not about the quality or the quantity of time. It's what you're doing within that time and space reality. And so when we work with energy, we work at the highest and best good for everyone. And then you hold that intention that everything is for your best and highest good. Go ahead and set that now. So let's talk about the shift that's happening on Earth. We're going to talk about it in a few different ways, but let's first tap in and say, what's really happening in your life? Are you letting go of things? Are you having to make new choices? Are choices coming hard for you? Are you in the all or nothing? A lot of people are in this mentality of all or nothing. They can't seem to find the medium, the middle ground, the moderation, whatever that is for you. It's either all this way or not at all. And so we're going to move that energy. That's not unexpected with what's going on Earth, because we are shifting from a polarity point of view into a oneness point of view. We are no longer going to learn through contrast, which we've been taught our whole life. Black to white, two is different than three. What's the difference that makes the difference, right? All the contrast, we feel like that teaches us or that shows us things or we understand that way. That's because that's how your mind was programmed. And knowing that your mind was programmed between the ages of birth and seven tells you a lot about you today. Why you've overcome, where did it go, what are my struggles, why do I struggle with this. Normally within those first 7 years, you could find a little bit of, oh, that's where it came from. That is not to blame. That is for your awareness to go, well, that's what I believed at one time, but now I want to believe this. Is it okay? Do you give yourself permission to change your beliefs over time, over space? What you believed yesterday may no longer be true today for you. Who you were yesterday is not who you are today. These changes happen so quickly and so subtly that we become almost oblivious to it. And then all of a sudden something happens and we wake back up and we're like, wait a minute, whoa. So not to have to go through that, I really, really, really suggest intuition on the go, healing in the now. When it comes up, clear it. When it happens, reset it. Get to the root of it. Move it. Because if you still hold polarity, when you're moving into 5D energies, your choices are going to come up in needing to create a oneness. Not, am I going? Am I staying? Is this right? Is this wrong? All that matrix of that energy of how we used to process and discern at such a low level in judgment is now releasing from your life. And it's like, wow, what do I have in front of me? Where am I even going? you may even feel like a blank slate right now, saying, I don't know my vision. I had it, but I already created that one. So go and create again. Keep creating as you go. Don't stop. Life doesn't stop. Why would you stop creating? So if you're like, well, when I finally hit this goal, I'll take a break, or that's not really true, because you continue to create your whole life. Doesn't always have to be big projects or little things or whatever, but you're creating in every moment. And as we shifted to the higher dimension of New Earth and the 5D energy, where it's love, peace, kindness, joy, it's positive. That's why you're seeing the negative release off the earth, however they want to release it. It doesn't align anymore. It doesn't align with Earth. It doesn't align with Mother Nature. And so what's happening is what you're seeing, the chaos that's on Earth right now, releasing, has to play out to go. But you have a choice where you want to focus on. And I want to move your focus into what's really going on with you. And where are you tapping into you? Because you have 1 million trillion things that you can focus on other than what's leaving Earth. So if you move your perspective in what's important to you, what's going to happen? All that outside stuff is not for you. It doesn't have to be for you. You can go on and not know, right? And even when you do know things, does it change your opinion? Does it change your life? Probably not, because it's so surface anymore. It's just like it is, it is. And you'll see that. You'll go through this transition going into the 5D of almost like, well, where did my empathy go? Or, wow, do I really not care? Am I really cold? No, you're not cold. You're caring. But it's coming in a new way for you. You're going to express it in a new fashion for you. And it may be uncomfortable at first, or it may be like, oh, I want to go back to my old and express it that way. That way will no longer work. It'll create conflict or drama, excuse me, or someone will take it wrong that you're over-empathizing or you're not empathy enough. And so let's go into the balance of the 5D right now. I'm going to tune in to the energies and pour them through you, literally. So open up your crown, top of your head. Imagine it just opening. And every cell in your body is now vibrating. Ooh, that's a lot of energy coming through. Hold on. Ooh, every cell in your body now is vibrating at the highest level for you. Could be 5D, could be higher. But it's definitely vibrating at least the 5D so that you can really feel. If things are chaotic, then you need to let go. It's telling you it's time for change. If your heart's chaotic, go back in and ask, why am I creating this? You have a fear. You have a story of fear. You have an attachment that's not true for you. And in the 5D, when that energy begins to spiral through your body, through your energy field, and you really feel set, that's the thing. There's no attachment anymore. It's not that I need you to survive. I need this to be able to. It's I am powerful within myself. That doesn't mean you don't have relationships and you delegate and you do life. But the need moves from a place of desire instead of scarcity and the need of mindset. Who would you be with it? Who would you be without it? Your answer should come back to the same person. Things do not create you unless you allow it. So when we're waking up to consciousness and we're saying, watch the signs, watch the synchronicities, watch what you're creating, hear what you're doing, feel what's going on, it's because in that awakened state, you can make the split decision to change in the now. You don't think about it. You don't analyze it. You don't say 30 days, 40 days. It's now. And if you hold that now moment, you'll hold the change. The testing's gone. The lessons have been learned. This is a world of creativity. This is you on fast track doing your life's desire, living out your soul blueprint, and whatever that is for you. Tapping into your abilities at core level that you've always had, but maybe you toned them down, turned them off, quit denying them. They're going to pop back up very quickly because they're opening. 5D energy just automatically opens up your gifts because it's such a heightened energy. Suppression is no longer going to be part of the game. You're not going to be able to deny. And so where I want to take this is not into a radio show about anxiety, but I want to give you a key point here. From this point on, when you have anxiety, it's because you know truth and you're not willing to accept it. You're fighting with it. You're fighting with the truth of who you are. You're fighting with the truth of a situation that you know you need to clean up or let go of, and you're like, ah, okay. It's going to keep knocking at your door until you do something. Come into peace with it. It is what it is. Or move. That's your free will. But to stay in that state of constant angst will play up on your nervous system, your pineal gland, all your chemicals in your body. You just set everything into a motion that never needs to be. The mind and body never came here to fear. We were taught it. And then we were programmed into it. And so unwinding your programming is part of awakening, going, no, I'm really safe. I am really protected. It's okay if that doesn't happen. And it's okay if that happens. Because in the 5D, it all works out for you. But you got to align into the belief of that. There's nothing going against you but your own thoughts. There's nothing going against you except you. So that projection that you put on others, that it's their problem, or they're the reason why you feel a certain way, or they're the reason why you have this or that health problem or anxiety or headache or whatever. Mm-mm. That's not true. It's not them. It's your part in it. You're the one receiving it that way. You're the one bringing it into your perception and projecting it back. What's that give you? And the reason when doing this with you is because perception is projection. So if you listen to my live, they're Wednesday at 1 p.m., but if you listen to the one this week, we talked about framework, reframing it. You reframe your life in such a beautiful way that the negativity doesn't even have to show up. Do you realize that? That's what's coming to earth, and it scares the crap out of people who use power, greed, and control of fear to let that go. Oh, is that what's leaving Earth? Is that what you're seeing? Yeah, that's what you're seeing at a simple level. And then they create the chaos through it. But here's the key. You get to choose your reality you live in. You get to choose what you want to pay attention to. And it's your journey you're creating. So, are you going to let life create you, or are you going to create your life for you? You are the co-creator with the energy, with the universe, with your God source, your, whatever you call that, the consciousness, the collective consciousness. And so when you radiate and you're in peace and you're doing your passion, whatever, you're in that great state, you are changing the collective consciousness on Earth, and that's what's happened. We have ascended. We have let go of the oppression so much that we can be free of it. And those that don't want you free will try to keep it down, right? Keep you down. Keep your focus off your freedom. Keep your focus off what's really important in your life right now. Because it's not all that going on out there. It's in your heart. It's always been in your heart. So the five-dimensional energy, you live from heart-centeredness, not ego. The ego will fight, but you can dissolve it into your heart. You can ask your ego to align into your spirit. Whew, that's a big one. Here we go. Yeah, take a breath in. Ask. My voice is going today. Ask for your ego to to align beautifully with your spirit and to relieve all the defenses, all the anxieties. And the energy pouring through you is making your body lighter and lighter, releasing the tension, releasing the resistance. There it goes. So as you play in this field of least resistance, because that's the easiest way to live, right? Why wouldn't you take the easy route? What's wrong with the easy route? Do you have beliefs that life can't be easy? Oh, yes, it can. Life can be hard or easy. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your story. Come into the 5D energy and walk the path of peace and joy for you. And if you haven't felt peace and joy in a long time, go back to the time you remember it and recreate the feeling in your body. And then go from that feeling. Not, ooh, that felt good, back to reality. No, create it. Feel it in your body. Joy, peace, peace and joy, joy and peace. What's it feel like? What's it sound like? What's it look like? Recreate it in your body, a time. Maybe you see a memory or you're thinking of something that's joyful. Doesn't matter. The mind doesn't know the difference between real and fiction. So you're creating a state that you want to live from, which is a state of joy and peace. But you got to hold the vibration, and the vibration is the emotion in your body is joy and peace, not fear, anxiety. Because if the fear is bigger than the peace, then you will have anxiety attacks. You will have, and really a lot of anxiety is just you trying to control what's already going to unfold. Ooh, you're trying to control what already is going to unfold. Take your hands off. Take your mind off of it. Let it come through you peacefully. The worries, the what ifs, all the energy that we use for negativity to be prepared for, to feel secure and safe, those ways will no longer work for you. Because it's not a true peace within you. We're coming up through the 5D. This energy is releasing through you, right through your belly. And we're pulling it through your whole entire energy field to release entanglement, to release resistance. You can do this too. You can ask energy, body, mind, release the resistance. Resistance is false protection. That's all it is. It's not even real. Pay attention. What am I resisting? What does it give me? And what if I don't resist? These are ways to work with the mind to get them untangled from the logical side into the empathic side and back in. Do you see that? It's almost like you're weaving. You're weaving a new belief. But the new belief can be felt, but it has to logically be believed for it to implement into the deeper level of you. It's not a surface belief, it's a knowing of the belief. And so when you believe in a certain way, and when that belief starts happening for you, your logical mind goes, okay, yeah, we can believe that. That's okay. Right? That critical factor, that thing that says yes or no within you, not your intuition, but the critical factor of your mind that filters what comes in and what comes out. Open it to allow and receive all, and to allow and give all. There's going to be less decision making, less strife, all of that in the 5D, because things are just going to be known. Things are known. They're not going to be known. They are known. And that's part of what's going on, is that you're knowing things that you didn't know you knew, but you did know. And now you're having to figure out what to do with your knowings, right? That's the biggest thing of intuition, is that, oh, yeah, I want to know. But then there's a part you go, no, I don't. Or, okay, tell me, but I don't want to change it. Right? If you ask for someone for advice, or they ask you for advice, and they're like, oh, my God, you asked me this 3 months ago. We're right here again. It's because your advice won't work for them. They need to figure out their own journey. You can guide, you can ask questions, you can motivate. They have to do the inner work for the outer results. And so the inner-outer work of the 5D energy, it's spontaneous. It's the same. It's like it happens in the now, not 3 days from now, but you notice the change. You feel it instantly. You receive it instantly, and your mind goes, yes, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. How freeing is it when you're saying yes to yourself? I'm aware you're a program that yes meant okay, or go, or right, or permission, whatever that is. So give yourself permission to yes yourself through life. Give yourself permission to say yes to opportunities. Not let me go think about it, or let me see all the bad scenarios that can happen if I say yes. Whew, let all that thought process go, because we're getting ready to lose thoughts in a new way. Your thoughts now become your intuitive mindset of what you see, hear, feel, and know. So that inner dialogue doesn't really happen anymore. It's almost like you're on autopilot and you're making decisions right in the now. Like, yes, yes, yes. Oh, no, that's not for me. Trust your intuition, not your fear. Trust your intuition. Trust that voice. Trust that feeling in your gut, in your heart. As we align your heart, mind, and body connection, thoughts now become the interpretation of the energy that you feel. Some of you have walked into gifts where you're here, if someone's talking to you, but you're hearing your spirit guides, or you're hearing the energy in your head, and you're like, oh my God, I can't hear two voices at once, or what is that? That's your intuition. It's loud now because we're in a higher energy that says you can hear, you can see, you can feel, you always have. There's nothing blocking you now. Now your path is, how do I work with this? Well, I'll help you through if that's happening to you. There is a way. There is a way. But these things, these new abilities, these new passions, passions you used to have, they're going to go away. New comes in. Not all of them. But new comes in for you. Let that chapter in of the 3D, whatever that means to you, however you need to wrap it up for you. This is a new beginning. Do you take people with the 3D into your new beginning? That's your choice. Most of the time, yes, they can flow with you. And if not, they'll fall away naturally. You won't even have to do or say anything. They just won't be there. There you go. And then other people that you've been connected to and didn't realize are showing up in your life. Because there's no more resistance. It's a flow of you into a flow of you. So that mirroring that you see out there, what's happening, you create it in your mind before it happens in your reality. So this is you taking the ability to respond to your own creations. Victim doesn't really live in 5D, because what happens when you try to victimize in the higher energy, when you're highly knowing, when your ascension is up and you're awakening, and you're like, I want it to be someone else's fault, or I don't want to take the blame that I made a bad choice, or whatever that is. You almost laugh because you're like, really? I created that. I played a part in that. And you accept your part, not reject your part. If you need to forgive yourself for your part that you played in it, then that will come up very quickly for you. This is a faster processing of the mind, but physically you'll feel like you've slowed down. And it's just the reality of the change of the energy. Eventually, it'll all align back up. But I've said it many times, and I've seen it. It feels like everyone's going really, really fast, but nowhere in slow motion. And it's because the mind is recalibrating, if that's the word, yeah, recalibrating. And so when that happens, it's almost like sometimes we're in a fog, or sometimes we're in total flow, and it bounces in and out. Just breathe and be with yourself. Breathe. Breathe through it. Breath moves energy. Breath moves thoughts. So when the old negative thoughts come up, you're going to catch them because you're like, wait, I don't talk to myself like that anymore. Where'd that come from? Clear that now. Yeah. It's not this big process to clear energy. It's the intention of you're clearing it. But here's what you want to do. You want to clear it, and then you want to test it to make sure it's cleared. So let's go in. Take a breath. Tap into you. And let's find your signal. How do I know when my energy's cleared? What do I need to know, see, hear, or feel that tells me that I trust my energy's cleared or shifted or whatever? There you go. Okay, clear your energy. Tension is to clear. Maybe you breathe, maybe you cough, maybe you stretch, maybe you yawn, maybe you burp, maybe you get up and walk around. Don't judge how it comes. Create the clearing. For some of you, you need a ritual. So maybe you see like a radar and you're clearing your whole energy field that way. If you need to hear yourself clearing it, maybe use a vacuum cleaner and you can just imagine you're vacuuming up all the lower energy in your energy field, in your body, mind, and spirit. See, you can play with this in many ways. And the thing about the 5D energy is you're going to really, really see there's not one way. Because many paths are going to lead to many ways of right where people need to be, want to be, creating to be. See that? Feel that? So as we shift, in this lighted, lighted energy. It is light. Some of you, if you get out in the sun, look down at your skin, you'll see sparkles coming through. You'll see your cellular sparkle come through you because our bodies are, I don't even know the word. I want to say like, what do I want to say? Releasing density. That's the word. I'm telling you, this energy is very high. So releasing the density of your body. Yes, that promotes health and weight loss for those that want it. But it's also just a knowing that you really don't have to have this much gravity to walk on Earth. You really don't have to be this heavy in body and mind to be in your vessel of your bones, blood, flesh. Because all that density is a security. Of security. So my body is light, my mind is light. And make light mean ease or grace or whatever word you need it to be in peace. We're going to shift that through. And now come back into your body. Imagine just pulling your top of your head back in very easily. Coming back in. Take a breath. Feel you. What is changing? What is different? Take a few minutes after the call to maybe journal or feel or just sit a bit. Just be you. This is a lot of energy. This is a lot of attention moving. Lucid dreaming, and all of that is coming back and awakening into you. Embrace the new, embrace it fun, embrace it in the most up and joyous way for you. We are here for you. Information at JanielleHoff.com. Reach out. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.